This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's Border Guard Service published footage on Tuesday showing drills in the Black Sea near the port city of Odessa. Guardsmen trained with anti-aircraft guns and fired machine guns at floating targets, the footage showed. The drills came after talks between Ukraine, Russia, Turkey, and the United Nations on extending a deal allowing the safe export of Ukrainian grain via the Black Sea due to expire on May 18th. Moscow has threatened to quit the deal over obstacles to its grain and fertilizer exports. U.S. President Joe Biden is scaling back an overseas trip amid an unresolved issue with Congress over setting debt limits. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington reports the president is still planning to attend this week's Group of Seven summit in Hiroshima, Japan.
The White House says the president will return home Sunday after the G7 meeting concludes so he can hold further meetings with congressional leaders to avert an economically disastrous default by the U.S. government not paying its bills. Biden met Tuesday with top lawmakers. There was progress, according to the participants, but no agreement on raising the debt ceiling. That compelled the White House to cut from the travel agenda. An unprecedented presidential visit to Papua New Guinea to meet with Pacific Island leaders, as well as a stop in Australia, where Biden was to address a joint session of Parliament. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The United States on Tuesday announced charges in five cases involving alleged efforts to steal technology to benefit China, Russia, and Iran, including a former Apple app engineer accused of targeting the company's technology and then fleeing to China. This is VOA News. China has sent a stern warning on Taiwan as the U.S. prepares a major arms package, AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
China's defense ministry spokesperson Tan Gefei says in a statement and video posted online in a reference to Taiwan's closest ally, the U.S., the People's Liberation Army continues to strengthen military training and preparations and will resolutely smash any form of Taiwanese independence secession, along with attempts at outside interference. The U.S. is reportedly preparing to accelerate the sale of defensive weapons and other military assistance to the self-governing island democracy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Namibia's Supreme Court voted on Tuesday that same-sex marriages in foreign jurisdictions must be recognized as any other couple within the country. Vitalia Angula reports from Windhoek.
Over the past few months, the Supreme Court of Namibia has been hearing similar cases that deal with the subject of homosexuality. While over 30 African countries have laws prohibiting same-sex relationships, Namibia, Botswana, and South Africa have taken a different stance. Many gay Namibian couples now get married in South Africa. And after Tuesday's ruling, activists are asking whether gay couples should have the right to get married in Namibia as well. Vitalio Angula for VOA News, Windhoek, Namibia.
Pakistan civilian and military leaders on Tuesday said rioters and their backers who attacked state assets and military installations to protest the arrest of former Prime Minister Imran Khan will be tried under army laws. The decision was taken at a meeting of the National Security Committee chaired by Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif. It's an endorsement of the military, which said on Monday the rioters and their handlers had been identified and would be tried under army laws. Ecuador's National Assembly on Tuesday began an impeachment hearing against President Guillermo Lasso, who could be removed from his post, though the process increases the likelihood he will dissolve the legislature to avoid a final vote. 92 votes from the 137-member assembly are needed to remove Lasso, who opposition politicians say disregarded warnings of embezzlement related to a contract at a state-owned oil transportation company. Lasso denies the accusations. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say air defenses thwarted an intense Russian air attack on Kyiv and shot down all missiles aimed at the capital with help of Western supply weapons early Tuesday. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.